The sun had disappeared behind the trees, and the sky was noticeably darker as Mara escorted him back across the compound. "Did I miss dinner?" he asked as they walked down the corridor toward his room.
"Something can be brought to you," Mara said,
her voice little more than a thinly veiled snarl.
"Thank you."
Luke took a careful breath.
"I don't know why you dislike me so much."
"Shut up!" she cut him off. "Just shut up!" Grimacing, Luke did so. They reached his room and she nudged him inside.
"We don't have any lock for the window," she said, "but there's an alarm on it. You try going out, and it'll be a toss-up as to whether the Vornskers get to you before I do."
She smiled mock sweetly.
"But don't take my word for it. Try it and find out."
Luke looked at the window, then back at Mara.
"I'll pass, thanks."
Without another word, she left the room, closing the door behind her. There was the click of an electronic lock being engaged, and then silence. He went to the window, peered out. There were lights showing in some of the other barracks windows, though he hadn't noticed any other lights in his own building. Which made sense, he supposed. Whether Card decided to turn him over to the Empire or release him back to the New Republic, there was no point in more of his associates knowing about it than absolutely necessary. All the more so if Card decided to take Mara's advice and just kill him. He turned away from the window and went back to his bed, fighting back the fear trying to rise inside him. Never since facing the Emperor had he felt so helpless. Or for that matter, actually been so helpless. He took a deep breath.
"For the Jedi, there is no emotion. There is peace."
Somehow, he knew, there had to be a way out of this prison. All he had to do was to stay alive long enough to find it.